to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What's going on? Welcome back to Mind Your Hormones. We are chatting about something that I feel like I get questions about all the time, which is the difference between folic acid and folate. And specifically, everyone's like, wait, Corinne, I know you recommend Needed, but I see that they don't have folic acid in their supplement. And my doctor told me I have to have folic acid. So like, what should I do? So we are going to clear all of that up right now. So folic acid versus folate, they're not the same thing. And the reason why back in the day, folic acid was recommended, but that has since changed. So I'm going to first go through like what is folic acid, what is folate, like what's actually happening, and why folate is actually preferred over folic acid, and why the more high quality supplements that you are seeing me recommend, that you might see other people recommend, has folate and not folic acid. That's what you actually want. If your prenatal has folic acid, it is not going to be supportive of you, and there's probably a lot of other things. That's like a good marker too. If like you're trying to figure out what's a good supplement for you, I did a whole nother podcast episode on this for prenatals. But if you see that your prenatal or even your multivitamin has folic acid, you know that there's probably other things in there as well that's not in the best bioavailable form and probably is not the best supplement for you. So that's a good marker. So if you have that in your prenatal, go check it out. You're going to want to stop taking that one and get a different one, or like finish it out and then switch so you don't waste it, whatever you want to do. But for me, I would just stop taking it and get a different one because it's really important to have this form that is bioavailable, especially if you are trying to conceive or you are currently pregnant, because it's really, really important for the development of baby and it supports you. We're going to get into all that. Okay. So folic acid, folate, what both of those are, it's vitamin B9, okay? And vitamin B9 plays a really important role in the cell growth and the DNA formation. And folate is the naturally occurring form of vitamin B9. Folic acid is the synthetic form of B9. So that is the major difference. Folic acid is synthetic. Folate is the natural occurring, which is why it's going to, the difference between if you have folic acid or folate is whether it's synthetic or natural. Obviously, when something is natural, it's going to be more easily able to be absorbed in your body than when something is synthetic, okay? So when I say bioavailability, what I mean by that is it's measuring like how effectively the body can actually absorb a substance, which is really important, right? We want all the forms, not just the vitamin B9. We want every single form of mineral and vitamin that's actually in our prenatal to be in the most bioavailable form so your body can actually absorb it, right? Because then what's the point of taking it? Like, there's no point in taking it if your body can't absorb it, right? And obviously you have to have good gut health to absorb stuff. That's a whole other conversation. But especially during pregnancy and trying to conceive, because during the first trimester, the baby absorbs most of their nutrients off of your nutrient stores. So it's really important to make sure that we are taking supplements that we can actually absorb in our body, and that the forms of each supplement are in bioavailable forms, okay? So folic acid has a lot of challenges due to its low bioavailability, and it's also potentially unmetabolized byproducts that come with taking folic acid, which means that you're going to run the risk of not getting enough folate, not getting enough of that vitamin B9 to meet your body's needs, to meet your baby's needs, okay? And how it supports you, this folic acid, folate, vitamin B9 in general, is how it supports you as the mom or the mom-to-be, specifically if we're talking about prenatal, is it helps your mood balanced, right? It helps, you know, produce certain neurotransmitters in your brain, so it helps balance out your mood. It supports your heart health. It supports healthy red blood cells. It supports your immune system, and it supports detoxification, which are all so important all the time, but especially during pregnancy and when you're trying to conceive and during postpartum, like so, so, so important, especially that mood balance. Like, we're going to want that. Okay. And then how it supports baby is normal neural tube development. Wow. Can you try saying that 5 times? Yes. Normal neural tube development. That's a rough one. But that's what it's mostly known for, is that's why your doctor doctor is like, no, you have to have folic acid because it's really important for the baby's neural tube development. But again, the folic acid is not what we want. We want the folate, but this is why it's really important. It helps develop that neural tube, normal midline development, including the mouth, DNA and red blood cell synthesis for the baby as well, and cell division, which really is just like how the baby's growing. So it's really, really important that we are not only taking this and that it is in our prenatal, that it's also in a high enough form, a high enough amount, and in a bioavailable form. So simply put, the folic acid is just a synthetic form. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, obviously you're interested about learning all the things when it comes to your cycle, your fertility, your overall health and wellness, like mind, body, spirit, all the things. And I'm obsessed with this platform, with podcasting. I love sharing in this way. I love communicating with you in this way, even though like I can't physically see you and I'm not talking directly to you. I feel like I am. And I love when you come and like message me and tell me what's going on in your world. But I also want to make sure that you know, aside from this podcast, aside from social media, another way that we could connect actually outside of social media, which is on my email list. I send out a Wellness Wednesday email every single week, and I'll include in there, like, of course, like, you know, wellness tips and stuff. I'll do like podcast recaps, things like that, but I'll also send like random stuff of like these Target joggers that I recently got that I love, this new recipe that I'm trying out, or this book that I'm obsessed with, these angel deck cards that I just got that I really like. I'll do like Madison updates, which is my daughter, in case you don't know that, on there. You also will always be the first to know of any new masterclass or program that's coming out. You always get the best pricing when you're on the email list. So it's a really good place to be if you just want like weekly inspiration or just like random behind the scenes of stuff, wellness things that I'm really liking. And it's just another way for us to connect and make sure that you're in the know of all the things that are upcoming, because that's where I share all that information. So if you are not already on the email list and you want to be part of the email fam, make sure you come and join us. Again, it's a Wellness Wednesday. I send it every single week, and then I'll send other things. If like something that I love is on sale, I'll make sure you know about it. It's really just a great way for us to connect. And like, I share just like really fun stuff over there. So you've got to hop on. But anyway, go ahead and look at the show notes for the link to hop on it if you're not already on. And I'm excited to connect with you there. Natural folate, which is also found in organ meats, leafy greens, citrus fruits, and beans like legumes. The difference is between, okay, you're like, okay, cool, Corinne, one's synthetic, one's natural. Like obviously the natural form is better, but like how does it actually make a difference? The conversion process is different in your body when it's synthetic versus when it's natural. The folic acid, when you're taking folic acid, the synthetic form, it requires so many steps to actually get into your body the way that it's meant to. And it requires the conversion to something called FMTHF. Five MTHF, okay, for effective use. You don't really need to know this, but if like you're really wanting to nerd out, I'm going to tell you about this, okay? Which this is a problem because there are some people that have a genetic variation or a genetic mutation, which is going to pose a challenge for people who have this genetic variation to actually absorb this in the body, and the folic acid is not going to be able to actually convert properly. So 40 to 60% of women carry a gene variant that prevents the conversion of folic acid, which is really, that's a high percentage. More, about half or more than half of women carry this gene variant. Whether you know that you carry it or you don't know that you carry it, you might as well be taking a form that we know can actually convert, whether you have the gene that's needed to convert it or not, right? So that's one of the big reasons why, that's the biggest reason why you want to make sure you have folate over folic acid. So if you're taking folic acid, 40 to 60% of you are not going to be able to actually convert it into what it actually needs to come into your body. Okay. So again, if your doctor's like, okay, you need folic acid, you could tell them like, hey, no, if they're like asking what prenatal you're on or something, like, oh no, I'm taking folate. It's more, you know, you could teach them all this. Okay. Cause sometimes they really don't know, which is insane, but that's just really how it is. So that's why if you've been listening to podcasts for a while, I love Needed's prenatal. I've also been trying out Gut Personal's prenatal. I've been using it for about a month now. I really like it too. It's important for me to like try multiple so I can recommend different things to my clients, but I don't like recommending things until I've tried it. So I have tried it. Let me know if you want me to do a whole separate podcast episode on the differences between the Needed prenatal and the Gut Personal prenatal, because I like different things from both of them. I think they're both really great options. I'm going back to Needed's after trying Gut Personals out for a month, because I just want to see, like, you know, I like to bounce around and see, like, really big differences that I see in it. I'm like, I use myself as a guinea pig for my clients. But anyway, let me know if you want a whole separate podcast episode on, like, the differences between the two, what I like better, what I like better about Needed, what I like better about Gut Personal, all the things. But both of them are really great options. Obviously, you could use my discount code Corinne for both of them, and anything on their sites. But specifically in the Needed prenatal, they use methylfolate paired with glucosamine salt, which is great because it's obviously bioavailable and it's ready to be used in the body. And like we said, they're avoiding folic acid, obviously, which we don't want, which is really important. And their specific dose in Needed provides enough folate to actually be effective, especially for those with conversion difficulty. But it's also not too much, because you don't want too much either, right? There's a sweet spot. You don't want too little, you don't want too much, because too much could also be harmful to you and baby. So you really want to make sure it's in that optimal range, but it's not too much, right? Too little folate can lead to mood imbalances, but so can too much folate, right? So we want to be in that sweet spot. So that is the major difference between folate versus folic acid. So go check your supplement, go check your prenatal right now, even your multivitamin if you're listening to this and you're taking a multivitamin, which if you are planning to get pregnant in the next, like, I would say year or less, but definitely 6 months or less. And I mean, like, starting to actually try to get pregnant in the next 6 months or less, I really would prefer a year or less. I recommend you starting to take a prenatal, because you want to build up that nutrient density within your body. And not only that, to obviously help support you getting pregnant and, you know, supporting the baby and yourself when you are pregnant, but it's going to really support your fertility. It's going to really help you. Obviously there's so many things that go into it. It's not just supplementation, but it's going to help support you in the actual getting pregnant process. So highly recommend doing that. But if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm not trying to get pregnant for another year, I'm just still taking a multivitamin, like, that's totally fine. Whatever you're taking, go check your supplements, your prenatal or your multivitamin, and see if there's folic acid or if there's folate. If there's folic acid, there's probably other things in there that are not great bioavailable. Like if it's in the form of citrate, like zinc citrate, magnesium citrate, we don't want that. We want bisglycinate. There's probably maybe iron and calcium together. You also don't want that, because calcium prohibits iron from being absorbed in your body. So you want the iron separate. So it's really important to know these things. Again, I'll link below another episode that I did of, like, you know, what to look out for in a prenatal and how, you know, the top five ones that I do not recommend and why, because it'll kind of help you. Even if yours isn't on that list, you could listen to the reasons why I don't recommend certain ones and see if your prenatal actually matches up to that. So yeah, check that out. Again, I love Needed's and Gut Personals. You could try both of them out if you want, see which one feels best for you. And if you do want me to do a whole podcast episode on both of those prenatals and what I like better about which one, message me on Instagram at Corinne Angelica. I would love to see if that's something you actually want me to do. And if it is, then I will obviously do it for you. But you could use code Corinne, Corinne, for a discount on any of those products. And again, I only recommend things that are the highest value that I use in my body, that I recommend to clients that have so much research back. Like, I am such a stickler about what I put in my body and what I recommend to my friends, my family, my clients, and to you. So you know that shit is high quality. Okay, so go check it out. The link for both of them will be in the show notes. Let me know what you thought of this episode. Let me know if you want me to do another one on the difference between those. Otherwise, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.